But we have a special guest joining us here for our halftime coverage, a former professional baseball player, played for MLB, and a Norwalk native, Joel Hanrahan, joins us here. Joel, first of all, Chris Larson is a Mr. Connections. It's good to have you up here. What brings you to Pella tonight and taking in some Little Hawkeye Conference basketball, it seems?
Larson always has the connections, and my niece is playing for the JV team here for Norwalk, and my aunt has a granddaughter on the Pella side.
Okay.
So on the varsity team here, so it's kind of, killed two birds with one stone, and here for the weekend for the Coaches Association Hall of Fame induction. So catch a little girls basketball while we're at it.
Well, and you'll be running in maybe to my father-in-law at that clinic, and you're inducted this weekend. And for obviously life after professional baseball, I'm sure has been very busy for you. How are the ways that you've been staying engaged ever since you were on the big spotlight in the big leagues?
Yeah. Well, the first priority for me is I'm a father. I got a 9-year-old here that's up here with us. And
Iowa State Cyclone shirt, by the way. I'm all about that.
And a 6-year-old daughter that's here as well. So being a dad to them. And, other than that, I coach professionally with the Nationals right now. This will be my second year with them after 5 years with the Pirates. And just kind of staying busy with that and a lot of carpool.
And what's it like for you to be back here in Iowa, obviously, in the Little Hawkeye Conference, back when you played, you saw teams like Pella Christian, and all those throughout the years. What's it like to be at a high school event like this and to see these two communities clashing together as they have for so many years?
Well, this place here, Pella, brings up some bad memories. Coach Larson over here had a few words for us. I think Corver put up 26 against us my senior year, so I felt like we were doing a good job there, holding them to 26 points. Anytime he's on the court, it could be 50. So, I had some good memories here, especially at Pella, playing baseball here. And, the basketball wasn't as good, but we had a good time anyway.
Well, and then for you, as you continue and are now removed, obviously, from your active career, and you see the youth continuing to come out of the state of Iowa, there's been some great baseball players. Grant Judkins came from Pella. He's currently in the Oakland A's organization, and a few other guys who have gone to that next level from this conference. What does that say still about the continued success of this league, right? Indianola joined a few years ago. They've got a couple guys who are in the professional mix. What does it say about not only baseball but the athletics that we're seeing here at this level? It's not quite the Des Moines Metro League, but still, we have a lot of great athletes in this conference.
Yeah, we do have a lot of great athletes, and it's been fun to watch. Every time we face a new team during the summertime, I'll look at the roster and see if anybody's got any Iowa connections, and it's, you're starting to see more and more out there, and you got to root for those guys every time you see them. And I actually kind of really like having the summer baseball here. I think that's a little different aspect for some of the guys, and I think it's got its positives and cons, but I think the Iowa sports are catching up with other places, and there's no reason why we can't be successful here in Iowa.
Well, and you're back, as you mentioned, for the Iowa Baseball Coaches Association and their Hall of Fame. What did playing baseball in Iowa mean to you growing up and being a part of the state, and how did that shape you not only as a professional athlete but as a person?
Yeah, man, you're like getting me ready for my speech tomorrow.
Hey, trying to think ahead.
Yeah, no, it's like I said, the summer baseball is different than what I had seen before in Florida. And I've been thinking about that a lot in the last couple of days, is that, in the summertime, a lot of people kind of go their own way, and you see them back when school starts. But with summer baseball, you get to be around your classmates, your teammates, and you get a little extra time to bond with them during the summertime. So I think that has a little added benefit for the baseball team. Obviously in Iowa, guys play a lot of sports together. So, half the guys on the basketball team are on the baseball team too. So, just kind of building those bonds and building brotherhoods and, carrying that over throughout the summer. It's fun.
Well, and if there's a Norwalk or Pella or whoever baseball player that catches this when it airs again, what do you say to those guys who are young, whether they're going to be professionals or not? What do you hope they take from the game the most? And maybe to parry off of that a little bit, what did you get from the game the most, whether it was that obviously that enriching professional experience, but I'm sure so many more lessons as well?
Well, I mean, I think my big piece of advice for them, if they're listening, would be use your winter time wisely. Obviously you're locked in with the snow and weather, but there's things that you can do in the off season to get ready. And then, I forgot the other part of the question you just asked me.
Just about the lessons that you learned and what you would say to a 16-year-old who's playing now.
My biggest thing is just to be a good teammate. Like I said, I got a 9-year-old son, and that's what we instill in him is just trying to be a good teammate. You know, if you're carrying your teammates, picking your teammates up, you know, if everybody's working together as a team, that's how you get to the place you want to be, where you can get a state champion banner hanging up in your high school gym.
That's Joel Hanrahan, a former professional baseball player. He's in Iowa this weekend for the Iowa Baseball Coaches Association and to take in some relatives who play for both Pella and Norwalk. Joel, I wish we could talk for hours about baseball, you know, growing up in a baseball family, but appreciate your time. Thank you for coming up here and enjoy the rest of the night. Should be a lot of good basketball.
No, it's looking pretty good. Norwalk's making a little comeback here, so good second half, get out to a quick start.